Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
So it has been a while, but we were just together last night.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
At Jason's place, Lush. What a great place to have an event.
It is a beautiful place to, A, have an event, because they have that back room that's like a little theater. So if you wanted to have a small gathering, a work meeting, like where you needed to have a PowerPoint presentation, or even like a little wedding, I think would be great there.
It was darling.
Yeah, it was really cute. And then in the front of the building, Ann Kim was doing celebrity bingo. So that was pretty fun. And they have really good bar food. Like they have this whipped ricotta that's really good.
We like pimento that pimento cheese.
Yes.
The pimento burger.
Which has pimento cheese on it. And then you can get that cheese just like in a little mason jar with some toast.
So good.
Yeah. They've got these JoJo fries, of course, the biscuits. It's just good. Bar food and good neighborhood spot.
It was super fun. And we had a good turnout for your husband's book, The Barons,
yes,
the launch.
Him and Ellie did a great job. I don't know. Like, can I say this on the air?
Well, it's never stopped you, so please.
I know.
No editing. Grant, just get the button ready.
Kurt has been great, but it's a very anxiety-producing thing for a fairly introverted person.
Oh, 100%.
To write a book, and have it be so personal about his relationship with his daughter and my daughter and just being judged. Like, the first, he got a 2 review from someone who basically talked about how much she loved the book, but she didn't think it had enough romance. Well, that's a personal choice. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
But he was like so upset.
Oh, darn it. So those then, damn comments.
Yesterday, he was there and he was just like, I was like, please, Bookzilla, just relax.
Yeah.
My friend that works with Jason, she was like, well, your husband was here at 5 o'clock. The event started at 7.
I love it. Well, I thought he did a great job.
And, he did.
And so, Grant, you may or may not know this. Stephanie, I go back to 1988 we worked together at the Twin Cities Reader.
Yeah.
So we've been together for years.
I was going to use that as my intro. I was going to say friends forever and now back on the show together.
Forever and on the show together. It's a song.
Do you remember when you got a, I think you did, was it a TR6 from your client?
Oh, no.
Her client gave her a car.
It was a Fiat. What? I had a little Fiat, a little yellow one, a little yellow convertible.
Client gave her.
I did. And then, for circumstances that aren't going to be discussed right now,
I sold a 24th of a page ad. Same sort of situation. You got a car. I got a 24th of a page ad.
I was on a roll when I first started sales.
Oh, you were great.
Oh, gosh.
You're still great at sales.
Oh, yeah, my gosh. But it was just so. And our other friend who worked with us showed up last night.
Lisa came.
It was really fun. It's really fun. And I haven't seen your daughter, Ellie, in so long.
Yeah. Since she was like a little kid, probably.
Oh, you know, after that, but it's been a long time. I remember when she was, I remember vividly a conversation when she was just going to start wearing a sports bra.
Oh, yeah. You guys were so helpful during our teenage years. Okay, you and Lori brought her to her first concert.
What was that? Yes.
You brought her to Pink because I was like, I'm not taking my kid to a concert. You told me that it was time for Ellie to stop bathing with Kurt.
I did.
Because she was too old.
Yeah.
And then you also told me that she needed to get a sports bra.
I do. I remember a conversation at my house in Woodbury.
And were like, why haven't you got... I was like, a bra? Like, I was so... I had no idea. Why I had no idea, I don't know. I came from a family of 4 girls. But you were like, it is time.
It is time.
So then I took her and my niece Sadie to Victoria's Secret and let the ladies measure them.
Right.
They were mortified. They still laugh about it.
Okay, that's hysterical that's where you go.
I did.
For the entree into getting your first little trainer bra.
I brought him right to Victoria's Secret for the ladies to measure.
I'm going to the sexy capital, you little 12 and 13 and 14-year-olds.
Yep.
I didn't know you went there. Stephanie, that is.
I didn't get the good girl genes. I'm kind of a tomboyish. I'm just not super into all that stuff.
But that was that's
except
that's
for Botox. I do love that.
Who doesn't love it? That was a funny leap. Okay, so are you into Wordle?
Yes.
Did you do today's Wordle?
No, but I saw it was on the grid, so then I started it. Sometimes I get so angry.
Same.
That I just have to like
stop.
And just like this is not life or death here. Just take a break.
Okay, but today's it's maddening. And if you get it,
I'm gonna work on it during the break.
Commercials. Yep. Okay. Today's was maddening and Lori doesn't play it, but she introduced it to us, so I blame it all on her.
Have you played Hurdle?
I've played, is that the sound
one? It's the
one?
Sound oh, one.
Oh, name
where
that
you
tune.
Name
yes,
music.
Done that one. I've played Quartal, where you play the four quadrants. We've got Jess, who plays Worldle, where in the world, and it's based, you know, they give you clues about a little country.
Oh, mm-hmm. I couldn't even do that for one half a second.
You've been doing it. I know there's a Foodle, a foodie Foodle. One, isn't there? Like
P-H.
A Foodle?
Phoodle. Foodle.
Foodle.
How do I not know this?
Because you're not listening to Random Thoughts. Yes.
Okay.
Brought that to
I'm going to play Foodle.
It's cool because the lady that built it, her name is Lori Julia, right?
Yes.
I think her name was Lori Julie or Lori Julia. Very similar
it's
to you
guys.
It's
a very similar name.
And she's got, she gives out tips and then with a recipe combined with the word.
That is so
smart. It's kind of a fun deal, but it's
isn't
called
it?
Phoodle.
All right.
That's
spell
a
it
book
again.
Proposal right there. Phoodle.
Foodle.
Because
right up your alley, Stephanie.
Oh, yeah. That's,
okay. That'll make it on the Weekly Dish this Saturday, friends. Thank you.
Isn't that a good one?
Yeah, I'm going to play.
Okay, now how many years have you and Steph been doing the Weekly Dish?
14.
Is it 14? 14 already?
Years. Yep. And it's so funny. I just had this woman approach me like 2 days ago. I was at an event. And she was like, my mom loves you so much.
Oh, yeah, I hear that.
Then I was on Jason's show and his producer who was leaving, he was like, can I get a picture with you and for my mom for Mother's Day? My mom loves it. Like, I'm to the point now where everyone's mom, which is great. It's fun. And, you know, like we've gotten dads through that. And also I think we're getting kids again.
Mm-hmm.
Younger,
we are
older
getting kids again.
Yeah.
Lori and I always say, my mom loves you.
You're my mom.
Can I get a picture? My mom listens all the time. I'm like,
When I'm out and about telling people what I do, I'm like, I help produce Lori and Julie. Oh, my mom loves that show.
Oh, yeah.
But I do get some that are like, I grew up listening to it with my mom. So you do have a younger generation that are brought up by their mothers showing them this great show. So.
I love it.
So 14 years. Congratulations. I didn't know it was that long.
Oh, it's been forever.
Isn't
and it's so weird because we started, like Stephanie and I had done one segment before.
Right.
And I had a different show and I enjoyed her company.
Wow.
And when it was time, I was like, hey, can I have a food show? They were like, sure. What do you want to do? Who do you want to do it with?
Yep.
I was like, well, I think this lady named Stephanie. At that time, she was freelancing for The Rake. She was not working at a Minneapolis St. Paul magazine yet. She got the job shortly thereafter. But yeah, so our whole relationship has been, and we did not know each other before.
I forgot about that,
it's
Stephanie.
It's all been on the show, during the show, in the show. I mean, and now we're kind of like sisters in a good, bad way.
Yep.
Like, just like you and Lori.
Yes.
Sometimes you're like, oh my God.
I have to see her again.
I can't spend one more minute with you. And then the next minute, you're like, I can't imagine my life without you.
Oh, that 100%. Is the truth.
You're so funny.
Yeah.
Please keep talking because I'm just sitting over here in awe of what comes out of your mouth.
Me?
No, of you
too. Oh, the person, yes.
No, of you too, because you are like Lori in a lot of ways.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a filter problem and...
But I love it. I love it because it, you know, then I can just react.
Yeah.
Well, and that is kind of, so Stephanie, the way the show has evolved is she's the expert and I'm the eater.
Yeah.
So there's some really different roles there. Like the expert wants to like break it all down and know all the stuff. I'm just like... Oh, it was
Did
so
it
creamy
good?
And it tasted
right.
good. And she's like, okay, when you write a cookbook, you're going to have to be more of like, I'm like, no, I don't. I'm just writing my family's recipes and it'll be fun. And if you don't like it, you don't like it. It's not your jam.
It's not your jam, but I'm so excited for you on that. That's coming out in September.
Yes.
We'll talk more about that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You are listening to My Talk 107.1 streaming always. You can take us with you whenever you go and download our app. We've got prizes every month. So good gifts from Evereve this month, I believe. And when we come back, it's our story we can't get enough of. And we met someone last night on television, Stephanie, that I think you're going to want to know about her. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Shout out to everyone in town who's listening that is here for VCon at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Heck yeah.
All of our new listeners, Allison Kaplan was on yesterday talking about it, Stephanie.
Now, do you follow on Twitter a woman named Shay Cab? S or C-H-E-Y-C-A-B, because she is a limousine service. She's a lady-run limousine service. She's got some cars underneath her, too. She's hilarious. She tweets a lot.
Okay.
And she will have celebrity stuff. If there's celebrity stuff to be had, she'll hear about it.
Okay, perfect. And so will Allison at Allie Shops is one of her Twitter handles. And then at Twin Cities Business is her other one, because they're following their partner. So they're going to be involved,
yep.
And she's so that's another way play to follow along, because there's a lot of bigwigs in town for the big VCon at U.S. Bank Stadium, and we learned all about it yesterday. It was so funny because I'm like, Lori, this is kind of a cool thing that's happening, and we had to read up on it.
Okay, and I know this is just going to show my age, and I'm fine with that. If you really like NFTs, these non-fungible transfers, there are these, you're buying a video clip that you have the rights to, but it's very complicated to understand.
Yes, it is.
And why anyone would spend money doing this, but people do. And like Banksy has sold a gajillion dollar one. My friend Kai Ahrens, who's an artist who lives here, who you might know from St. Paul, he was in that band Flip, he's sold some, and for quite a bit of dough. Like, it's just hard to fathom what you would do with these things that you can't even really look at.
I agree 100%. I'm with you on that one.
But Gary Vee is like a big deal. People are very into him as an entrepreneur.
Yes.
He's a Bitcoiner. Yeah. He's new technology guy.
He is like got these clips all over the internet where it's basically like kind of like quick motivational or no excuse type things. Like, and it's just you listen to it and it's like, God, you put that into such good perspective. Simple terms, you know, basically like, you know, pick yourself up. You're going to have a lot of fails in life to be successful. Just simple things like that. But these little clips that are just so catchy.
We're going to start doing that. Tie your shoes. You won't trip.
That would actually be really funny. You tips from the double wide.
Tie your shoes. No, I know. I'm just teasing. Bring deodorant with you always. That's another one.
Well,
you can use it for your shoes. You can use it for your thighs. You can use it for
when
your
you're
pets.
Chafing.
Yes, you can use it everywhere. All right. So last night, I watched that damn Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm very
selective. But, in
but
your
this
housewives.
Isn't even if you don't watch it. Why I watch Beverly Hills is because there's so much money involved. They're so over the top. And just...
I like the houses. I do like Kyle Richards.
I do, too.
I liked Kathy Hilton.
I do, too. I like them. And so last night we met this new woman, and her name is Diana Jenkins. And she is here. We'll just let Erica Jane kind of summarize. She's trying to meet her at this dinner party.
Okay.
Believe me, I've heard a lot of stories about Diana Jenkins.
He thinks I'm a gay man stuck in a straight woman body.
Yeah, I want to charter that yacht. I want to go stay in Paris for a month. Erica Jenkins doesn't quite have the right ring, but whatever.
So she is at this dinner party for Harry Hamlin, who's 70 years old.
That's hard to believe.
It's
remember him in Clash of the Titans and how hot he was?
Oh, they showed old pictures of him. Oh, my
with
gosh.
Ursula Andress.
Everything. So this new woman, Diana Jenkins, she grew up in Sarajevo, left. She was a refugee and moved to London alone and met a very, very wealthy man who was very, very much older. And she has two kids with him. And she left him and she got $250 million when she left him. I don't know. She told us on the thing, I was single for like 5 minutes. And then she met this young lover who's 10 years younger than him. His name is Asher. He's just a babe.
Huh.
And they just had a kid together and they have a 1-year-old. And she has this drink, healthy drink business called Neuro, N-E-U-R-O, drinks with a purpose. So they all have probiotics or this or that or blah, blah, blah.
Isn't one of them like a sleep aid?
Yes, they have sleep aid, energy aid.
Oh, I totally know these because I did a thing they sent me as an influencer. They sent me a package.
Okay, so so that's her.
Okay.
But she is sitting there and she is wearing so much jewelry. I mean, like, and everything's a Cartier.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
And the necklace and the this and the that. And she's so draped out, and she kind of talks like Zsa Zsa Gabor a little bit. And she's like, I don't have
look,
a new...
Darling.
This is what happens when you go from zero to rich overnight.
Ooh.
You know, this is what happens. And she looks at her rings and she's just very... So she's kind of like this great new personality. I'm
very
so,
over the top.
Very over the top and so excited to meet. And we saw her home life. She's kind of... She's darling. But there's this weird connection. And she was in Paris? I think it was Paris when Kim Kardashian got robbed.
Okay.
Do you remember the $10 million robbery at gunpoint?
Yep, and they tied her up and she thought she was going to be assaulted.
And so Diana has been friends with Kim Kardashian because Diana is a big philanthropist and she kind of works with Elton John's on his Oscar AIDS party and stuff like that. So she met Kim Kardashian years ago and she was in Paris and she says, in Paris when she got robbed. I left the day before because she said, I just kept saying to myself, I don't feel safe. I don't feel safe.
Wow.
And she said one night, the last night she was there, she put a door underneath the door jam of the door because she felt like the place they were in wasn't safe.
And then the next day.
Next night, Kim got robbed.
I mean, how are these people with all this money in unsafe places?
Don't you remember where this was? It was a funny warehouse place that Kanye picked out, and it was nondescript from the outside, and it didn't have a doorman, really. It was just a weird place.
Okay.
And so she has 100, you know, and I've got a house here, I've got a house there, I've got a $120 million one in Malibu, you know, I have this, I have that. But she's funny about it, you know? So it's kind of fun if you want to catch... Go back into the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because she's a fun new... She's fun. She's a new bright, shiny object.
All right.
That we really liked. When we come back, I've got the recipe for if you're feeling blue. We'll be right back. Hi, Kris Hewitt.
Hi. I was trying to decide which bad habits of mine you guys were alluding to with that.
I know it.
Licorice eating.
We just had a little licorice... No, Kris Hewitt would come... and visit
us. I know.
And we miss you so much. And Kris, we miss our red vine, our red licorice.
Next time we talk, I'll be there in person and I will have licorice.
All right. Lori's not here. Stephanie Hansen's sitting in for today. And we're delighted to have you because we are so excited about Downton Abbey. It opens tomorrow. You had a review today in the Star Tribune. Tell us.
Actually, it'll be in the paper tomorrow, but it's online now.
Oh, okay. That's where I saw it.
No, that's okay. I think it's going to be, I think it's going to satisfy fans of the show.
Okay.
There's a little bit of a problem, I think, in that the show now has so many characters that the movie has to check in with that the first hour kind of feels like, you know, almost like when there's one of those fancy parties and there's somebody at the door checking off names as people come in and you don't really get to know anything about them.
Yes.
You just sort of see their faces and then we move on to the next one. So there's a little bit of that quality at the beginning of the movie, but then it settles in and there's kind of a fun subplot about, or two of them. One is about a silent movie that's shooting at the Abbey.
Right.
And one of them is about a trip some of the Crawleys take to the south of France, which is, of course, stunningly beautiful, to check out a villa that has Violet has inherited and to try to figure out why she inherited it.
Oh, I just think the movies are so rich and beautiful, the costumes, the settings, the scenery, that it just, it's such eye candy watching a Downton Abbey movie.
Oh, totally. And the south of France adds a whole new category of eye candy, too, because it's another spectacular house and another really beautiful setting. And, of course, everybody's wearing fantastic clothes. And, yeah, it's I think it does a really nice job of kind of giving us what we want, but also giving us a little something new as well.
Is there a love interest?
Of course there's a love interest. It almost seemed like the first movie paired off everybody, and there was nothing left to do in that regard, but it turns out there is.
Okay.
There are a couple of new, at least two, maybe three new pairings in the new one. So, yeah, there are love interests.
I love it. All right, did you watch Gilded Age? Julian Fellowes, who's the Downton Abbey creator, did for HBO. Did you like that?
I watched it. I don't think I did like it. I really liked Cynthia Nixon.
Yeah.
I thought Meryl Streep's daughter was kind of boring.
Okay.
I forget her name already.
Emmy Grummer or whatever.
Mimi.
Right. And I don't know. I thought maybe it was starting to get to an interesting place, but yeah, I was not in love with it for some reason. And I thought I should be.
Right.
But part of it, too, was me saying to myself constantly, well, this is no Downton Abbey.
Okay, yeah.
You know what? It like had likable parts, and like Vera Farmiga's daughter was kind of boring. Like, it just never really got going. It just was kind of boring.
Yeah.
I would, but I liked it.
Because, I liked it.
Because I
loved it. But it wasn't appointment setting watching TV.
You know, it was just comfortable.
Yeah,
it was totally comfortable to watch.
You could be cooking while it was on.
Yes, you could, and it was comfortable to watch, and it didn't require a lot.
Yeah.
Isn't
You're
that
not
silly?
Having to be super invested.
But I love the costumes, the yep. richness of the homes. I like the history of the Gilded Age. You know, I
like the couple, the yeah. main couple.
Oh,
I wish they had to focus more on them.
Well, the season two is coming, so we'll see.
Which main couple do you mean? The sort of social...
The nouveau rich.
Yeah, I like them too. And I thought there should have been a lot more of them.
Yeah,
yeah,
me too.
A lot more of him with his shirt off.
Oh, he was a babe, wasn't he? I know. How about that?
And they didn't sleep together, though. You, like, check in. Is tonight the night, friend?
But I thought they showed us a lot for, you know, I thought, I don't know. All right. Well, never mind. We're moving on. Okay, if you're just joining us, we're with Chris Hewitt from the Star Tribune, movie critic, amongst many other things. The next movie is one I don't want to know about, but I know our listeners will. Men, and it's opening this weekend, and this is a horror movie, right?
Yes, maybe specifically a psychological horror movie.
Okay.
Like, it's not, well, I was about to say it doesn't have a lot of gross out stuff, but in the second half, it actually does have a lot of gross out stuff. But it's about this woman who is sort of recovering from a disastrous relationship, and in flashbacks, we figure out the specifics of that relationship. She rents essentially an Airbnb in rural England just to kind of get away from it all by herself for a week or so. And it turns out it's not such a good place to get away from it all, because toxic masculinity is kind of the theme of the little village. And basically every man she meets either microaggressions her or more aggressively aggressions her. And she sort of has to figure out how to deal with it. So it's basically about the horror of toxic masculinity, which is an interesting idea, but the movie doesn't have a ton to say about that beyond what I've just said.
Okay.
The main thing to recommend it is the female lead is Jessie Buckley, who was just nominated for an Oscar for The Lost Daughter, and who is probably the next Meryl Streep. And she's spectacular in the movie.
Was she the lady in The Lost Daughter with the big hat?
She's the young version of Olivia Colman.
Yeah, yep.
Oh, my God. It looked horrible. I saw a review for it, and I thought, oh, this just looks like pain. Poor people who have to go watch that. All right, well, we can move on really quickly because it just was. But people, do you give it like a 2 out of 4 or 1.5?
I would say 2.5.
Oh, that high? All right, all right.
Mostly for her.
All right. Mostly for, all right. So now we're getting to, you know, senior year with Rebel Wilson, which is streaming on Netflix. And I love, and it, you know, is it good, Chris? It kind of looked cute.
It does look like it has some potential, but the problem is it kind of just keeps reminding you of so many better movies that it's not. Like, it's a little bit like Clueless. It's a little bit like Bring It On. It's a little bit like that Adam Sandler movie where he went back and did Primary School again. Was that Happy Gilmore?
Billy Madison.
And Rebel Wilson, for some reason, I think she's trying to sort of demonstrate that she can be not just a character actor, but a lead. And right. So she's sort of toned down in this, and she's just not very funny. And in fact, the script isn't very funny. So yeah, unfortunately, I wouldn't really recommend it unless you're a huge, huge, huge Rebel Wilson fan.
No, I don't think so. But here's one that I know that has been out for a while, but I just want you to remind people about it because I know people who saw it and said it was wonderful, and I'll be curious your take. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once in movie theaters.
Fantastic. And a real surprise hit, too. It's made $50 million, even though it's this relatively low-budget independent movie with, I mean, it has stars in it. Jamie Lee Curtis is in a supporting role in it. And Minneapolis's own James Hong, the 93-year-old who was just given a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, also stars in it. It's about a woman who runs a laundromat who dreams of more interesting lives, and the movie kind of gets into her various fantasy lives where she's a spy or a glamorous movie star. And it's just really fun and inventive and playful and weird, and I liked it a lot.
That's what I've heard. I feel like it's a sleeper, like you said. I want to see it. Now, we just have a couple minutes left, and I know Cannes is going on right now. Mm. Were you surprised over the hullabaloo over Tom Cruise?
No, I mean, I think Cannes kind of always is a little bit of a balance between arty movies from around the world and needing celebrities to walk that red carpet and get their picture taken on their way in. So they pretty much always have an opening with a, you know, big budget movie like that one.
Right.
And Tom Cruise is a big star around the world. Probably in the rest of the world, he's a bigger star than he is here anymore. But and people have been waiting for this movie for 3 years, so it was probably a smart move PR-wise on the part of the folks in France.
Right, to have him be, he's just everything. Are you excited to see Top Gun Maverick?
It's good. It's really good, actually.
Oh, you've seen it. Okay, you've seen
Surprisingly.
It.
Surprisingly.
Yeah, I bet it's going to be good.
It starts next week, and I think people are going to be delighted by it.
Oh, good. I'm so excited. Well, Chris, we have to go, and it's so lovely to talk with you. You can follow Chris Hewitt at Chris Hewitt. Strub, why can I never remember your Twitter handle, Chris?
It's Hewitt Strib.
That's it, Hewitt Strib. And, of course, read him in the Star Tribune. And it's so nice to chat with you. And next time you are coming in studio, my dear.
I promise.
All right, promise, promise, promise. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. Thanks so much, Chris. When we come back,
thank you.
We still haven't talked about, just, you know, good stuff.
Things.
Some good stuff. You know those things.
Those things those that really, we talk about.
You know them. Those.
Lip gloss.
Yeah. Purses.
Yeah. What people are, I mean, we could just talk about clothes because that is, have you looked in your closet since COVID?
I have a ton of clothes.
That's a question.
No.
I've got to get rid of so much stuff because of COVID. I just kept holding on to everything. Oh my God.
And you just think, weird was I wearing that, well, and why did I think it was cute?
I agree. It's time to edit. And why can't we let go of them?
Because here's the other thing. Like, what is there to buy? Like,
oh, I'm telling
Target
you.
Is full oh, no. of prairie dresses. I am
you,
not going
to
look good in a prairie
you,
dress.
Goofball.
I've been to Evereve. Actually, of all the things I have bought in the last 2 years, it has been there.
They always are changing out their fashion.
Yeah, you guys look good when you bring in your Evereve stuff.
No, I'm wearing Evereve today. I'm wearing absolutely. Like 3 years ago. I mean, I always feel like I can find, well, whatever. I digress, but I love that shop. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, thanks. We're going to cover them.
Thanks.
This is my talk. Okay, so the other night, there was just nothing to watch, and
I find that hard to believe.
Well, I know, but sometimes you're just like,
it's
and
it's
with
getting
someone
so,
and just figuring out what to watch.
It's getting so complicated. Just like, where are the shows? Do you have access to them? Have you paid for your subscription? Where is this subscription that you paid for? Because did you go through Apple or did you go individually? Oh, and do you have your login? Because I have the longest email address in the history of life for all these things. And like one TV in the house is logged in. Which one? Oh, wait, it was my iPad. Like, by the time we sometimes get done with 25 minutes of trying to figure out where show is, we're done. We're like, let's just watch Top Chef. It's right here.
Isn't that funny?
Yes.
I mean, because you do. So the other night we watched Stand Up. Okay, just there's nothing to watch. There's nothing to do.
Yeah, HBO has a whole lot of good stand-up.
But went to Netflix.
Oh.
And went under it and started watching this David guy. Can't think of his name.
Grant. David Cross?
Maybe. Mm. He was, I don't know. He was funny. But then Joel Coy comes on. Oh. And he's dating Chelsea Handler. And I've never seen his stand-up before. And I've only seen him be on the panel on Chelsea Handler when she used to have her show on E! Back in the day. And he had this stand-up, live stand-up, and he's an Asian man. And he did it in Hawaii, where there's so many different Asian nationalities. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but there's so many Korean, there's so many Japanese.
Yeah.
There's so many Chinese, there's so many black people, there's so many white people. So there, you really have a mix of cultures there. And so he just was so flippant funny. My stomach hurt.
His smile is infectious.
His smile and the way he pauses and he does these cute things. He is really funny. I'm wondering 651-641-1071. Because I think we need to laugh. There is so much going on everywhere, every part of your life. If you're a mom, you're dealing with the shortage of the milk, the formula.
Yeah, formula.
If you're older, you're dealing with your financial stuff right now. If you're this age, you're dealing with
this. Every other day.
If you're, everybody.
If you have kids in school, are they going to be in school? Are they virtual? What is happening?
So I just feel like if there's funny, funny things to watch, I literally, and maybe it was, and I didn't even have a drink. I mean, but just pee your pants. My stomach hurt, and it felt so good.
I'm trying to think of the last funny, real funny thing.
I went to Bert Kreischer. He's the guy, the Russian machine guy. Yeah, he wears no shirt on his thing. He wears no shirt when he does his comedy show, but he's very famous for his Russian story when he went to Russia as a student and he got involved with the Russian mob because they liked who he was and he partied with them. But that's what he's most famous for. But Bert Kreischer was hilarious and he's got some specials out there that he does. Funny.
And how do you spell his last name?
I'll look it up real quick. I'm sorry.
Because another one, is here's the list. So I said, what are the top 10 comedy things on Netflix. Taylor Tomlinson, Quarter of Life Crisis.
That sounds good.
It's a woman. She's 25 years old. She deals with the pressure of being young, enjoying life, and being an adult. She bears her soul. It came out in 2020. It's supposed to be funny. I don't know if anyone knows her.
I like that.
Okay. All right.
I recognize her face now looking her up.
You do?
Yeah.
Seth Meyers, he had a 2019 called Lobby Baby, and it's the story about when his wife had the baby in the lobby, but can you imagine living that in real life?
Yeah.
And you could really get funny around that.
Yeah, he's had some really, really insightful political commentary in a funny way recently on his show.
He's funny. And last night he had on Sarah Silverman, who was on, because she's got a Broadway one-woman show, and they were very funny together. I have never watched this. As I feel like maybe back in the day we might have, but Richard Pryor, Live in Concert, 1979.
It's fantastic. It's hilarious.
Okay. I haven't.
It's really hilarious.
I mean, I think I watched it back in the day.
Yeah, it is hilarious.
But just to go back, because he was so
funny. And then
so
the story of
funny.
Him starting himself on fire with his crack pipe.
Oh,
it's just so sad.
Right, but he was so funny.
Yeah,
fantastically
funny.
Remember Golden Streak, the movie?
Yes. Now, I'm sorry to interrupt because I have to do this with these EASs we've got going on. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Hennepin County, Washington County, Dakota County, Ramsey County, basically beginning at 3:51 all the way to 4:25. So you've got another half hour again. Hennepin, Washington, Dakota, and Ramsey County. There's some severe weather that just came through here with some big hail. So just be ready for that, guys.
Yeah, it's on your way, whichever way it's going. Patton Oswalt, do you guys think he's funny?
No.
I haven't ever watched him.
But I'm intrigued by him because his wife
died,
and she was the one who was investigating the...
Yes, what was it?
The Strangler.
Oh, yeah, they did the TV. She was doing a true crime.
She was writing a true crime blog. They're very interesting. I'll find it.
Okay. So I've never watched him. I have no idea.
Yeah. Who were you saying there?
Patton Oswalt.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, not my style.
Her book is called I'll Be Gone in the Dark, and the podcast is the same name, and it's Michelle McNamara was her name.
Yes.
And she inadvertently apparently overdosed on some prescription pills.
Oh, she did? I didn't know.
She found the Golden State Killer, cracked the case.
Right.
Wow.
That's right. Sarah Silverman, I still think she's funny.
Hilarious.
Do you think she's funny?
I do.
I like her.
I do.
Mm-hmm. But I just thought if people are looking...
I still think Larry David's hilarious.
Oh. Curb this last season of Curb Your Enthusiasm was amazing.
Hysterical.
And he's just getting to the point where he just does not care.
And that makes it even better.
Which makes it so much more fun.
Yes.
But, you know, I know that, Chris Rock is coming to town and that's pretty much sold out.
I still think he's funny.
Hysterical.
And Eddie Murphy's Raw and Delirious, those two stand-ups, if you have not watched those, where he describes his mom making him a McDonald's cheeseburger on the bad white bread and him like as a little kid, like, this isn't a cheeseburger. And her like, eat it. It's hilarious.
No, those old ones. So I just thought if people are looking, and I always forget about stand up on, the streamers.
Yeah, my go-to is food shows.
Yours is food shows. Okay.
What is your go-to? Like that you always just...
Oh, a romance. Like
rom-coms.
Rom-coms.
Kurt loves a good rom-com. He'll cry in the first 5 minutes of any rom-com.
Me too.
I love you. What's your go-to?
Just to relax too, or what?
Yeah, just...
I mean, I love sports, but if I'm not doing sports, I'm a big classic sitcom guy. Like Cheers.
Oh.
I'll even go back to Taxi days.
Taxi was funny.
Oh, I love a good old 70s, 80s sitcom. Mm-hmm. That is... Just because it was when I was really young and my parents always had it on, so it kind of brings me back to that nostalgia. Yeah, yeah.
One Day at a Time.
One Day, Sanford and Son.
Sanford and Son. Yep. Oh, so many good ones. So.
There are. Just giving people different ideas because there's...
Carol Burnett's on the Pluto, I think, or Peacock.
Oh, she is on Pluto?
And watching those is fun.
Oh, she's hysterical.
She's still funny. Carol Lawrence, is that her name?
Vicki Lawrence. All right, those are good ideas.
Yeah.
All right.
Super funny.
All right, so you're listening to My Talk 107.1, always streaming, always having an app. You can take us with you whenever and listen to us whenever. And we have Stephanie Hansen in the house today. When we come back, maybe you're going to tell us where we should be eating or what we should be doing in our kitchen. No pressure.
Sure.
No pressure.
Sure.
We'll be right back. This is Lori and Julia, My Talk.